Good morning, Saturday Nine of Us, Pisano, Sandy, and I want to say hi to our favorite Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, live on the radio, Jill on Money radio show and her podcast. Hi, Jill. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. How's New York City today?
It's great. And just want to go on the record because I like to weigh in on Jerker Justified.
Yes.
I am from a household of plastic bag hoarders. I just want to admit it. I'm coming out right now to you guys, to everyone listening.
Where the hell were you when I needed you?
I know.
I could have won the case with your vote.
That's actually just being smart. You know, by the way, great analysis done. I had an economist do a report, which was fascinating, which really shows that this whole effort around plastic bags may not actually be so smart because it ends up that it takes far more energy to create those permanent bags. You have to use them like hundreds of thousands of times to make it worth your while.
Oh, wow.
And so anyway, long story short is like, we'll all comply with the rules, Governor, but I think we have bigger issues than saving our plastic bags.
Yeah, right.
But here's the question. Is it a money grab on their side?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I think it's just really, it's sort of like one strain of how, you know, how are we going to sort of help manage our carbon footprint?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a teeny, teeny, teeny drop in the bucket. I mean, honestly, for people who are listening, you know, just don't drive as much and don't eat as much red meat, and your carbon footprint will be far lighter than saving your plastic bags.
Plus, like garbage bags are plastic bags. I mean, there's so much.
I know. It's like, I think it's just silly. Sort of like, it's sort of silly. But anyway, I will comply. The reason why in New York City I like the idea is that for some reason people are so weird that like their plastic bags end up in trees on garbage days. And it's so nasty.
Yeah, it is. And they end up in trees here. And there's one in this one tree on the way to where my parents live. It's been there for years.
Yeah,
and it's out in the. I mean, it's on the side of the
road.
Pull
over, climb the tree like you used to, and get that bag.
No.
Not so much.
No. Financial advice, Jill Schlesinger, for college grads. Tis the season right now. Everybody's graduating college, or you know, parents are thinking, kids going to college. Can you give us some financial advice? Like my kid went 2 years to college, and. Mm-hmm. You know, right now he's struggling to get a new apartment at the beginning of the month, and, you know, he's got a fairly decent job, but it's really not, you know, he's always living on the edge.
Yeah, it's tough. So, look, the tough part about this is 70% of the 1.8 million 2019 graduates are going to have debt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's amazing. And, you know, the average balance is about 30 grand and, you know, monthly payments, $200-$400 a month. But of course, some have to pay multiples of that.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're graduating with debt or not, now is the time to create a plan of action. And, you know, that plan of action starts not with some crazy, like almost I would call it like a horrible diet budget.
Yeah.
It's just tracking the money.
Oh, really?
Just track where your money is going. And you can do that with lots of different apps. You know, there's Mint, there's You Need a Budget, which is a paid app, there's Clarity Money. All these things will just help you figure out what's coming in, what's going out. That is how you start to figure, well, wait a minute, maybe I can pay more than that minimum balance on my student loan. Because, boy, if you don't pay more than that, you might end up with a loan for decades.
Wow.
We really want to encourage kids to try to get these paid off within 10 years. I think that's the most reasonable expectation.
You could try to get into Morehouse College. That you do that, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean,
how
but
cool that?
I can't count on that, huh?
Yeah, right.
But it is reworking the mindset, because I feel like I just had a conversation with a parent from the soccer team, and he was like, my daughter just graduated and she did great. She has only $40,000 of debt. And he was seeing it as if it's normal, completely normal to have debt, completely normal just to make the minimum payment.
Well, look, it's normal to have debt, but making that minimum payment is really rough. And now, listen, from his point of view, here's my message to the parents, because that's really a big issue, is that so many people are like, well, I'm going to help my kid out. But they're doing so sometimes at their own financial peril. So, you want to help your kid. You want to guide your kid. Help if you can. But you don't want to shortchange your own retirement savings.
Right.
You know, I did the segment on CBS this morning, and Gail King literally looked at me and she goes, how are you going to tell a parent not to help out? I said, I'm going to say to you, do this, guide, but do not actually put yourself at risk. You can help your kids in lots of ways, mm-hmm. but you just don't want to necessarily put yourself at risk because, look, you mess up your retirement, your kid's going to have to bail you out later. And by the way, it's going to be a much more expensive journey bailing you out of your paltry retirement savings than the kid's going to take paying off his own debt.
So don't be a martyr, right?
Well, I don't think don't be a martyr, but also, like, you know, you cannot enable these kids either. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I know there's plenty of families. Maybe you're listening and you're like, I can afford it. Great. But are you going to create a responsible adult by actually paying this bill for them? Mm. Think about that as well.
Yeah. So it is. Okay. So the mindset, teach your kids the mindset of just pay it up. Don't, when you see the full loan, and you could do, think of this with your house too. You see a 30-year mortgage. Don't think it's going to take 30 years to pay it off. Don't think any loan should take the full amount.
Well, you know, we talked about this. One of the weirdo things about student loans is that the companies and even the federal government doesn't necessarily say this is the term of this loan. And if you pay this much, you will pay it off faster. Mm. Or if you just if you put yourself into a repayment plan and you're making interest-only payments or whatever you can afford, it's going to be a 30-year loan. So you have to do a lot of the work. That's the problem right now with the way the structure of the loans for colleges actually operates. So the onus is on you. Guys, tell your kids, take a deep breath, track the money, figure out how much money you can put down on those student loans. Oh, and by the way, if they're moving home, you can actually have like a nice little lease that you sign. Hey, I'm going to charge you rent of zero. I'm going to give you 12 months to pay X amount of dollars down on your student debt. Like, writing it down on paper, weirdly enough, actually does encourage better outcomes.
I love this idea. And this is this whole financial advice for college grads is great. And you do have this all the information on your blog, right?
Yeah, JillOnMoney.com. And if anyone has a question, just, you know, to plug my, you know, I have a weekly radio show. It doesn't usually play on your FM music stations, but, you know, where I'm on in your sister station in Buffalo. But if you have a financial question, you can always send me an email, askjill@JillOnMoney.com, and maybe we'll even get you on the air. We need some Rochester callers.
Yeah, come on, man. Seriously.
Let's go.
And you can listen to the show on the podcast. So wherever you listen to podcast, radio.com or wherever you get your podcast, just search out Jill on Money, and you can hear the caller of the week that you do every weekend. It's so, I mean, yeah, you're fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And if you bought her book, maybe she'd have enough money to come up and visit us like personally. So pick up dumb things smart people do with their money. How's that sound?
I like that idea. Okay. I want to go to Buffalo when during hockey season, but then I don't want to go when it's that cold. So I have a real, this is a hard thing for me.
Rochester's so much more fun. Come on over here.
I'm going to do both.
All right, bring your dogs. And we will see you next Wednesday. We'll do it again. Jill Schlesinger from CBS News, business analyst. Thanks so much. You're way smarter than us, and that's what we love about you.
Take care.
Thanks, Jill. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.